Something that it's all too easy to forget during lockdown is its effect on our pets and our working animals. Dr. Amit Patel is a disability and accessibility consultant and a guide dog owner. Earlier this year, he published his memoir, Kika and Me, How One Extraordinary Guide Dog Changed My Life. So who better to get the guide dog's point of view from? Hi, Amit, how are you?
Very well, I can't complain. Just getting itchy feet now to get back out again.
Well, you and Kika both, I would expect.
I think more so for Kika. But you know what? Recently, actually, since the last week, it's actually been more difficult to get out. And I think people, even though we're told we can go out a lot more for exercising, but, you know, you can go out as many times as you like. I think we're actually facing now that the pavements are a lot busier. So we're having to go out a lot earlier and a lot later than what we normally would do, because I'm finding people don't actually give you that 2 meter space anymore. They literally just walk straight up behind you. So it's getting a little bit tough that way. But apart from that, we're doing well.
I find it's joggers who run straight up behind you and then tell you to get out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Early in the morning, it's the joggers. Go a little bit later and it's just people taking a walk. So it's kind of finding that middle ground. But yeah, it's busy out there now. I think I got used to it being so very quiet. Now I can hear a lot more cars on the road, a lot more people walking around, and local shops are getting busy, which is great. But it means that the pavements are busy as well because people are lining up outside.
I must confess, I almost felt a tinge of regret yesterday when I went out. I thought, I really miss it being quiet.
Do you want me to? I have to actually concentrate again to cross a road. You know, you asked me 3-4 weeks ago and there's barely a car on the road. Now I'm having to concentrate again. But it's great that people are out and about again, but it's just that keeping that distance. That's the difficult part, I think. So what we've decided to do is I don't really go out with Kika on my own if I can avoid it. That way, at least I've got my wife to kind of be my eyes.
And have you noticed any difference in Kika's responsiveness?
Yeah, she's gone into those bad habits where she wants to sniff everything now. Because we're kind of doing the same routes over and over again, maybe, you know, in different directions where we're kind of mixing up a few days. But the essential routes we're doing is around the block. And she knows where she's going. So she does it without really looking at what she's doing. She's sniffing every lamppost as we're going by. She will sniff everybody's driveway. So she's getting into those little bad habits that took me a long time to kind of get her out of when we first got Kika. So it's going to be interesting going back to work. But do you know what? I think the change of being able to jump on a train and actually go into the city, I think that might just flick a switch and she'll hopefully go back into work mode. But at the moment, she's kind of taking all the advantage. But that's just Kika.
Absolutely. She's a personality herself. And I guess she's bored as well, isn't she?
Yeah, this is the hard part. I feel really guilty that I don't take her out enough. But then obviously you have to keep yourself safe. We're trying to get her to do some games, play with her in the park, play with her in the garden. And Kika never used to like footballs or anything at all because guide dog volunteers, they don't introduce dogs to balls because it's a distraction. So Kika never really liked balls. So we're kind of getting her into playing fetch, which means basically reducing her food a lot more than we already have and giving a little treats here and there when she actually brings the ball back. But half the time I have to go finding the ball in the garden myself because I will throw it and she'll go the other way and then I'm just on my hands and knees looking for a ball. So it entertains me, you know, and I think she just laughs at me now.
Well, we all know who's boss in your relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been keeping busy with your consultancy work as well?
I have. So obviously having Mental Awareness Week, a lot of work around there. But it's also, I think it's talking about what people are going through as well. The funny thing is, people who have never had any mental health issues, people who always thought that, you know, they kept themselves busy, have gone through a period now where they've been locked in the house and they can kind of relate to how it feels. So a lot of corporate gigs at the moment, just opening up and talking about how you feel. And people are anxious about going back to work, but they're also a little bit nervous as well, because when you actually go to work, you might hide the way you feel. You might hide your real emotions. When you're at home working, you don't have to do any of that. And I think people have kind of got used to that. So I'm working with a lot of clients now talking about opening up and the fact that you're not alone in the way you feel. So work is good. It's just very busy when you're trying to do it with two kids around who constantly need the attention. and obviously Kika as well.
Well, I'm sure getting back out and about onto public transport, at least you can go through your emails in peace and quiet on the train.
Oh, do you know what? Just maybe half an hour of peace and quiet is what I want. But yeah, do you know what? The way I see it at the moment, I'm cherishing this time with the kids, which is amazing because I don't think I'll ever get this time ever again. But it's relentless. It's constant. Anybody with kids knows just how difficult it is to try and do some work and entertain them at the same time. But we're getting there. We're trying to be creative. A lot of face painting. Half our walls have got paint on them and handprints on them at the moment.
And has Kika got involved as well?
Kika would normally try and get out the room when the paints come out. But when we've got doors closed, she has had a couple of handprints on her back. The little ones had her hands within Kika's coat as well. So that's been difficult, and especially for a dog who hates having a bath. So that's the challenge. So Kika knows if she gets dirty, she's having a bath. So she tries to avoid it, but the little one will just go and grab her. So do you know what? If we're going to paint, we're all going to paint. We're all going to get into this. So it's a family thing.
Well, maybe you can apply to the Dulux company and see if she can become the new face of Dulux.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Well, things you never knew that you'd find out until lockdown came along. Dr. Amit Patel, thank you so much for coming back onto the Daily Connect. And let's look forward to meeting up when lockdown is over.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Red. You take care.
Kika and Me, How One Extraordinary Guide Dog Changed My Life, is available in a full range of accessible formats from the RNIB library. And don't forget, if you'd like to share your experiences of lockdown, drop us an email. The address is radio@rnib.org.uk.